This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And Johnny is enthralled with his phone at the moment. What are we reading?
In the Avatar sequels, you won't just return to Pandora. You'll explore new parts of the world. Check out these brand new concept art pieces that James Cameron debuted at CES for a sneak peek at what's to come.
Interesting.
I knew they were talking about that, but... That's why it ties to the ride.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, there's stuff in the ride that wasn't in the movie, so, you know, it cool. makes total sense that cool. they would do that.
Awesome. All right. Hey, so this is Random Cast, because, yeah.
Because, yeah.
The Breaking Bad movie, did you watch that? El Camino?
Yeah, I watched El
Camino. Oh, yeah, we talked about it. It premieres on AMC on February 16th if you don't have Netflix or you live under a rock.
They're cutting it then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, if they are Discovery on TV, they'd have to cut that too.
Star Trek Discovery?
Yeah, they dropped the F-bomb.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think AMC has to cut that. Like, they don't have to cut it.
If they play it after at 9 o'clock at night, they can do it.
Yeah. Because, like, The Expanse,
yeah,
they dropped the F-bomb constantly. Well, but it was on Sci-Fi first.
Well, on Sci-Fi, it was probably edited.
So, yeah, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
I never watched it on Sci-Fi. I've only ever watched it on Amazon.
No, they dropped the F-bomb twice on an episode in Discovery.
Yeah.
And I think something else, too, but I don't remember.
There was a new Picard trailer.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen it yet.
I don't know if it was new or not. It was on YouTube the other day, some new footage. And then did you see, like, just kind of kicking off randomness, New Mutants is actually getting released?
Yeah.
But did you hear what they did?
No.
They took out all the meddling from 20th Century Fox.
Oh, okay.
And put the director's original version cut back together.
So it's a director's cut.
And the new trailer looks really interesting.
I haven't watched it.
It just came out yesterday.
Right.
But it's really different from what we saw on the last couple trailers 2 years ago. Now, a good trailer does not a movie make. We've learned this lesson, especially with genre films. Many, many times. But I will say, being a New Mutants fan, I'm really interested to see what this is. Gamer. Gamer has an amazing trailer.
No, it doesn't.
Gamer is an underrated
piece of poo.
I couldn't even finish that one.
Gamer is an underrated piece of poo.
I'm just happy I got you to watch it.
It smells worse than most things do.
Do. Yeah. Do you watch The Masked Singer?
No.
Oh.
No.
They watch it?
Which means you watch it.
I don't watch every episode, but
you have to disclose that you watch it.
I'm not saying that I don't, but I don't watch it all.
You can't go, they watch it.
Well, apparently
when you're sitting there watching
doing a dance-based spinoff called The Masked Dancer.
That can get interesting, I'm sure.
Well, but see, they dress them up as like creatures.
Right, yeah, I know. Like, that much I know.
Yeah.
Because I think it was on in the break room at work one time, and I went, what the hell is this?
All right.
Thought maybe they were broadcasting live from another Kroger. Lock and Key trailer tomorrow.
I know. I'm so excited. February 7th, Lock and Key hits Netflix. Guess what I'm doing all day on February 7th?
Guess what Netflix is doing on February 8th? Canceling Lock and Key.
Probably. Hey, with my track record, probably. You know, as soon as I like something, they get rid of it. But what else had new trailers? Sex Education. Did you watch that one?
With I didn't
Asa
watch
Butterfield
that one.
And Gillian Anderson?
No.
That was actually a really good first season. That's a second season trailer for that dropped today.
Oh, okay.
It looked pretty funny. And then there's
on
this new
Star Trek's Instagram, they're listing episodes to watch before you watch Picard.
Of just
Star Trek
in general?
Next Generation. Data Lore, The Best of Both Worlds, Iborg so far is some of the ones they've listed. I guess because of interactions and stuff that'll happen. Because Hugh from Iborg is actually in Picard.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have his Borg components. So.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. So
there's where Joe Morton is. Okay.
Jon Favreau on Sunday night confirmed that Baby Yoda
is not Baby
the youngling
Yoda.
Is not Yoda.
Yeah.
No way, no how, no can do.
Him and Taika know the name of the child.
The name of the child or the name of the species?
The name of the child is what they said.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. There it is right there. Not the name of the child, but will be a
no,
sign.
No, it's right there.
His name is Mervin. What?
Taika had a good name for him.
What was that?
Let me find Taika's post because Taika said, yeah, his name's blah, blah. And it's like, what?
His name is Thor.
Ragnarok.
He has a little hammer.
His name is Ragnarok.
His name is
Nigel.
Nigel.
I'm like, okay. You know what? He does look like a Nigel.
Now his name is Nigel from here on out. Okay, so we had our first Friday with that new Mandalorian in a while.
Yeah.
And it was like kind of weird.
Did it hurt you or something?
It didn't hurt, but like I've got like, you know, over the last like whatever 10 weeks it was, I got into a routine.
It was 8 weeks, yeah.
So I got into a routine of where I'd like wake up on Friday, take a shower, watch The Mandalorian, and then go to work.
Yeah.
Well, and I say go to work in air quotes because, you know, I would just
walk from
my
the
living
couch
room
to your office. So.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was kind of weird like on Friday to not have that. But I was, whatever. Did you see there's a new Dracula series on Netflix?
Yeah, it's from the BBC.
Okay, so
or
that's not
ITV or BBC.
So that's not like new.
No,
that's
no, it's new.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's from the people who did Sherlock.
Oh, okay. I might have to check them out. Everybody's liking it. I'm in the market for like a new show.
Yeah.
Because I've kind of watched everything that I want to watch.
That Star Trek Discovery is not that bad, actually. And you've got that gift card.
I have like $30. So how many? I wonder
I'd
how much
for a
that
month,
would get
won't
me.
It?
No, it's like $7.99 a month.
Oh, well, then that'll pay for like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, but I was kind of wanting to like wait until Picard hit, but.
Picard hits this month.
Oh, I thought it was later this year.
No, it's this month.
Oh.
I think it's like January 22nd. That's why they're pumping out the previews.
Picard release date. January 23rd.
Hey, see? I was off by a day.
Okay.
Because of time travel.
Because of the time travel.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah. No,
yeah,
they,
that's why IDW has been publishing a comic book called Picard Countdown.
Yeah, I saw that they were doing that.
They don't do that in like 7 months to go.
I don't know.
Let's get that thing out now. Got to keep these kids like in the attention because they don't have attention spans.
No.
These kids being you and a few other people.
I'm an attention span.
Wait a minute. What?
I can get through a whole series.
Airplane.
Video games, on the other hand, that's a different story. Fallen Order is the only game I've finished since we played that Green Lantern game.
Wow.
So it's been what, like 10 years?
Yeah.
But
I did not know her universe is doing Harley Quinn outfits.
Oh, they just, the Birds of Prey stuff. That was an email that
good
came
job
out today.
Good job, Ashley.
So there's a Black Mask jacket.
Oh, yeah?
For the Black Mask Club, which Ewan McGregor, is obviously going to be Black Mask.
Yeah.
So
Join the club.
So, but yeah. All right. So let's talk Picard for a second. What do you want to see out of Picard?
A decent story.
I mean, that's a given. But okay. I mean, do you have like,
that's my demand, is a decent story.
Right. I mean, do you have are there certain like,
as a reference to Picard,
are there like certain like Johnny fan service notes that you want them to hit?
I'm not a big, I need fan serviced.
Like there's no, you don't need
if you fan serviced, you gave me a tip of the hat.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
I don't have anything where I'm like, I need this.
I'm saying there's nothing where you just want that to happen and be like, oh yeah.
Hey, cool.
Thank you for remembering
seven
that.
7 of 9? Hey, cool. You married Rob Paris?
Did she?
No. I don't know. We don't know.
She married Harry.
There's
what's
no canon. There's no canon.
What do you mean?
Well, all the books in that aren't canon.
They're not?
No.
Were they ever?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. The only thing that's canon.
Wait, did she marry him in the books?
No.
Oh.
No, she was with Chakotay for a while.
That's what I thought.
Then he died in the show, and then they altered the past, and, you know, Admiral Janeway went and saved and brought him
back.
Yeah,
they saved everybody.
Had a terrible ending to the whole.
When she was having her Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't like the finale of Voyager.
I didn't
like
the series of
Voyager.
Well,
I think that Voyager should have been left out somewhere.
Out there. They should have never got home.
They should have got closer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, instead of like, it's 7 years. Oh, we only got 30 years. Like, you know, that should have been the help they got.
We'll be home in 12 years.
Yeah. The help should have been that they
were
closer.
Our 5-year journey is
to get home. Hey, that would have been cool. Like a 5-year mission on the reverse. Like they were in contact with Starfleet at that point.
So I will say, I mean, we talked about this ad nauseum for a whole year.
About what?
Star Trek.
But we talked about the
movies. We did it each month. We talked about the series, but we condensed it to a month.
We did the series as one. Yeah, we did a quickie on the series.
I really liked Kate Mulgrew's Janeway. I thought she was one of the more interesting captains from a holistic view, like as a 360 character.
Well, they gave her more of a backstory that you're like, you know, you knew that she was a science officer, that she actually is truly like one of the explorers because her background was science.
She wasn't military. But
wow,
that was just when we were doing that and you were giving me the episodes to watch, to like rewatch.
Did I give you episodes?
Yeah, you were
like,
here, rewatch these. And I think I
did.
Oh,
on Voyager, I think I did.
Because I watched like 4 of them and I was like, I can't, just can't. So I just watched the last episode and be like, all right, I'm in, I'm done. I've had enough. So
talk about the original woman empowerment show that nobody acknowledges.
No, Star Trek, just in general.
Well, but
Voyager
was ran by a woman at first.
Oh, was it? I didn't realize.
Yeah, Jeri Taylor was one of the co-creators.
That's right.
Of that. So, like, she wrote 2 books.
Yeah.
2 novels. They are considered canon because
she wrote them.
She wrote them, and everything in them was acknowledged at some point in the show, and that, like a lot of the origin of Janeway was. She wrote a book that was pretty much the origin of Janeway, and a lot of that was acknowledged in the show.
Cool.
And it's a good book.
All right.
So,
you know,
probably out of print at this point.
Like I said, I really liked Janeway, and
the characters on that show all had potential to have epic stories.
Yep.
They just got caught in that UPN, WB, CW... thing, that whole thing where they were a flagship show of the UPN, the drama with them having to replace Janeway with Kate Mulgrew, Genevieve Bujon, having to replace her, all that turned into drama that show didn't need.
Yeah.
And then characters not working out like Jennifer Leon, and they had to get rid of Kes, so they brought in 7 of 9. And
why did Kes not work out?
That storyline just wasn't.
The story was boring.
Well,
her
background was that she only lived 10 years, so like she would have died during this show's like run, and I'm like, that kind of makes for a depressing storyline, doesn't it? And you know, the whole being. The problem with that show is something that none of the other Star Treks had. It was landlocked in that it was trapped and they just were trying to get home.
Yeah.
They landlocked that storyline with that. Whereas, you know, what it should have been is we're going to try to get home. We're going to start heading that direction, but let's explore.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do what Star Trek's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like they were doing that enough. They were distracted by the Borg. They were distracted by Species 8472. You know, it was a lot of distraction on that show.
I think they had
hoodwinked a lot of the viewers because they were just doing this. Hey, we're trying to head home, but hey, look over here.
Yeah.
No, look over there.
Yeah. And hey, like, we're gonna head back a year in the wrong direction.
Well, it's that whole thing where it's like the Borg was a major threat, but like one Starfleet vessel taking on all the Borg is not going to happen. That's not a realistic story in a sci-fi series, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless the captain's name Jean-Luc Picard.
Jean-Luc. I don't know. I still think Deep Space Nine is the best series.
And Next Generation's a close runner-up.
Yeah, but the one I still like to rewatch the most is Enterprise.
Yeah.
But that's
because they had that problem too. They were screwed.
At the beginning there. But like their second and third seasons were really good. So
when that's where you fall into the trap of what Discovery has fallen into too. And now that I've watched it, I'm like, I'm glad I don't pay attention to a lot of the naysayers and whiners and stuff like that. It's not a bad show. It's well written. It fits right into the continuity.
Yeah.
Like, literally, they fit it into the continuity without messing with anything.
Okay.
Because this ship is a black ops ship. So it's like, you would have never heard of this ship, ever. Yeah. And it's like, you know, everybody knows about the ship, but it's not supposed to be a ship that does what it does. And knowing about what's coming with the mirror universe and that, everything that I'm seeing makes sense. Whereas if I didn't know this, I would have been like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. You would have been a little upset.
I wouldn't have been upset, but I would have been like trying to figure out more of what the story is. Whereas now I'm watching it and going, I like what you did there to hint at what's coming. And that, like, they've been hinting at it. And I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed with the Klingons because the makeup is a little weird.
Yeah.
And that, I like my Klingons with hair.
you don't like
purple,
that, like
purple
freshly.
Skin doesn't work. And I like the albino one. The albino, there's an albino Klingon, and that guy looks pretty cool.
Cool.
And that, but like, just the whole thing of trying to tweak the Klingons too much, and I'm like, you went too far the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, we'll see where the Klingon story works out by the end of this season.
Yeah.
And that. You know, I will probably do like the, what you call it, 7-day subscription thing or whatever, and just watch it all. Mm-hmm. I probably can do that.
I'll say what I've seen of it.
Like, I don't feel like I wasted the $20. Like, no. I paid $20 for the first season used, and I'm like, at this point, I'm halfway through the season, and I don't feel like I wasted my $20.
Okay.
Like, I'm like, the stuff with Michael Burnham and Sarek has made that more interesting.
Okay.
Like that, you know, when you heard it at the beginning, like, she's the sister of Spock, but she's human. Mm-hmm. And everybody like eye rolled to the point where you could hear it.
Hear it. You felt it.
Yeah. Like, exactly. There was a strong wind that blew
the earth kind of like wobbled.
Exactly. So it's making more sense now. And it ties kind of back to Enterprise.
Okay.
Because of the whole terrorist segment of Vulcans that is used in this too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that same group.
So that group of logicals that are like, you know, so
the
logical
fanatics.
That we're going to blow everything
up. Fanatically logical.
Yeah. So they tie that into the story where it totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. They mention Spock and do something with his story where it's like, you're just like, wow. Okay, cool. Like, Spock doesn't show up till the second season, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
But well, I mean, at this point, we know that.
Yeah.
But there's mention of him in a story where you find out why Burnham ended up where she ended up.
Okay.
And how he kind of messed up everything Sarek had planned out for his two children.
Oh.
Of the three, because he has that other one that he don't talk about.
So I really like her as an actress.
She's really good.
She was, like, when she was, because that's when we were still watching The Walking Dead.
She's playing it as, because she was raised on Vulcan.
Yeah.
And she was raised as a Vulcan.
Even though she's a human.
Even though she's a human and her mother, her adopted mother, is human. She was trying to be more like, she's more loyal to Sarek than I would say Spock is.
Oh, yeah. Spock's like, screw you, dude.
But it was that thing where she, at times, is very Vulcan.
Okay.
And at times is very human, like overly human, because her parents, her birth parents were killed on a colony that was a Vulcan human colony by Klingons. And it's like, that's where, you know, the whole thing with the Klingon war.
Yeah.
Like, the first two episodes are an origin.
Oh, okay.
Her origin and the what's happened. And then it jumps, the third episode jumps ahead 6 months.
Yeah.
And that's the first time you see Discovery. Like, you don't see Discovery in the first two episodes at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's fun.
Cool.
I'm liking Doug Jones.
Doug Jones is always fun.
But just his character is like something that Star Trek's never done before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I like that.
Well, is it kind of like what we were talking about with The Rise of Skywalker, how it was nice that they had all those aliens.
Well,
that there's more aliens.
It's nice that he's an alien,
yeah,
and he's a high ranking. Yeah. He's the first officer of the Discovery.
Yeah.
But it's just nice that they wrote him as not like, you know, every alien seems like they're just there sometimes, or they're bold, you know, like, you know, their potential is big, whereas
yeah,
his race is pretty much scared of everything.
Oh.
And that, and they have these ganglia on the back of their heads that, like, when something bad's gonna happen, they sense it,
like a spidey sense,
kind of, yeah,
like his Peter tingle,
like literally it literally looks like his ganglia like start to tingle, and they'll pull away from his head.
Interesting.
Like they'll stick out and, like, yeah, they tingle pretty much. So, like, that's been used. And then, you know, there's a lot of, like, strange beings,
yeah,
on Discovery.
Yeah,
because Lorca's recruited a lot of unusual people, and that, and Burnham being one of them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Rika Sharma showed up.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, for two episodes, I was like, "Hey, cool.
That's neat."
Yeah.
So I'm still kind of bummed that it's in the time frame that it happens.
It is, but, like, you don't really,
yeah,
know. It's not noticeable, except, okay, for, why does Starfleet uniforms look like that? But
right.
Then you're like, yeah, you know, different divisions and all that type of stuff.
They're
like, if they explain, like, the admirals are wearing those uniforms, and that's where it throws me. But if the admirals were wearing, like, the blue or the gold type uniforms that,
yeah,
are classic Trek, if they were wearing those, but Discovery was wearing the uniforms they were wearing, it would make sense.
Yeah.
Because it's a black ops ship.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
oh,
literally,
okay,
what,
okay,
I feel like it is. Like, they haven't said that. But there's experiments being ran on that ship.
Section 66 or whatever.
Oh, 31?
Section 31, yeah.
Yeah. So. It's not that.
Okay.
But it's like one of those things where you're like, you could see where that could tie to this. It's just where the Klingon War is going on. So they, mm-hmm, gave Lorca, like, carte blanche to do whatever he had to do to win the war.
Yeah.
So he's pulled in experiments that aren't, like, really legal.
Yeah.
I guess you would say, like, and that's why I say it's a black ops ship.
Interesting.
Yeah, it has a spore drive.
Yeah, we've talked about,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the spore, like, drive actually is pretty interesting. So,
but it's like another alien or something.
Well, they acknowledge that part of it, but then they figured out a way not to torture the alien because they were pretty much torturing an alien. And that, but the spore drive's interesting, and it ties into the mirror universe,
yeah,
thing. Like, definitely ties into the mirror universe thing, where I'm like, oh, that's why they made the spore drive.
You got to get caught up on The Expanse.
Eventually.
Like, as much, I mean, like, honestly, like, it sounds like not, yeah, the same thing, but, like, you would really like The Expanse.
So what you're saying is The Expanse is Star Trek?
It's like a mix of, like, Star Trek, Star Wars, and Farscape.
Sure.
You know, just without overt aliens. So
the aliens or the humans?
There ends up being an alien presence, but,
right,
you know, it's not what
that
you
sounds
think.
Like Babylon 5.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's right in there. It's just kind of you're following one ship throughout the whole ordeal.
Sure. Yeah.
So
Star Trek.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, the Rocinante is definitely very Enterprise like.
Sure.
But
hopefully it doesn't have, like, a saucer section and all.
Oh,
that.
No, no, no.
So, it's a little too much Star Trek there.
No, I mean, the ships, like, I don't know, like, the ships are very, like, what you would expect for spacefaring ships.
Sure.
From, you know, a human aesthetic.
Right.
But, yeah, they're actually, you know,
everything's
Adam,
blocky.
Yeah, everything's,
yeah,
blocky. So, like, Adam,
everything was built out of Legos.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like, Adam Savage.
Yeah, you were saying he's
a huge fan. He was on, like, he had a cameo in the second,
sure,
season as a Martian. But they always have, like, people from the cast and crew on his tested YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And they had one of the graphic designers on.
Oh, okay.
This week. And being, like,
he pulled a box
designer,
of Legos out and showed how.
No,
he,
no, she's the one who does, like, all, like, the logos for, like,
oh,
all,
okay,
the different things. And,
nice,
like,
yeah,
she had to invent, like, a carrying case for, like, the food that they got from a restaurant.
Okay.
Like shit like that. It's like package design and everything. So
like she had to go to really like a bunch of different grocery stores and restaurants and buy their packaging and then look at it all and go, no.
So it's like it's like this bag that folds up.
Yeah.
And it's got the slots and then but it's like open so like everything doesn't get like mushy.
Right.
And then like she worked out like slots for the silverware. Oh, it's nice. Really cool. Yeah. So I'm sorry. But I've been reading the books.
Yeah.
Well, listening. I mean, right. I don't know. Do you count that as reading?
Nah.
So.
No. You listening to the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That's fine.
But I've been listening.
Books on tape. I listen to books on tape.
I mean, I have to. Like, if I want to get through any, if I want to actually finish one, I have to listen to it because.
Sure. Now, they made a device that you can transfer cassettes to disc.
I know how to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But.
I think I'd like to do that.
I have the proper cable to hook a tape player up to my computer
and
do it through GarageBand.
I think it would be nice to have all those.
It takes forever.
Disc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it does.
Because it's not like you can speed it up.
Right. It has to process.
It has
the
to
data.
Go in real time.
Right.
Yeah. So, because I did
flip it over and all that.
Well, because, yeah,
and
my
it
friend.
It fit on two discs instead of one disc.
My friend from high school is banned. I'm still banned. And I only had
you
the
had
cassettes.
You had the cassettes. Yeah.
And I did one of them. I didn't do the other one because it took so long.
You were like, seven years later.
One lifetime later. But no, like I'm on book 8 of The Expanse. I think I've only got
how many are there?
Well, there's 8 books with the 9th one forthcoming this year. And then there's 3 short.
If George R. R. Martin finishes it.
There's 3 short stories and then there's 5 novellas.
Okay.
So I haven't read any of the novellas. So I'm waiting until I finish this book and I'm going to go through and do the novellas. The books are all right around like between 20 and, or between like 19 and 22 hours long. So they're good. They're good length. And the novellas are all about 3 hours long, 2.5 to 3 hours. And then the short stories, like I just have to track those down because they're like, you know, 7 pages. But yeah, it's so cool. It's probably my favorite IP right now.
Okay.
Like at the moment. I'm super stoked for season 5 to come out.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to watch. I need to watch His Dark Materials.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'll watch next because I haven't watched that. I know Haley wants to watch that, but she got all the books for Christmas. So she's like, well, I want to read the books first. I'm like, I don't have that kind of time.
There's a Golden Compass, the Ember Spyglass, and the Subtle Knife.
And so the Ember Spyglass is going to be season 2.
Oh, okay.
So that came out from HBO today.
That's the one where they get more into the multiverse.
Okay.
Yeah. From what they said, that was supposed to what was going to happen with the movies, is that you were going to see a little bit more multiverse type story. With that, and if they have 10 episodes to do it instead of 2 hours, they'll get into it a little bit more.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so what else? Oh, the Golden Globes. We were talking about the Golden Globes for like a minute before we went on there. So Ricky Gervais was the host again for the 5th time. He kept pointing out, had a pretty biting and sarcastic view on.
Is he angry at every other celebrity?
He wasn't really angry at them. He was just kind of like, you guys need to get over your own stuff. I was surprised by a few of the winners, though.
Really?
So
I don't pay attention. So.
So for the Best Picture, 1917 won, the World War I movie, which I did not see and I didn't really hear
a
lot
about. The trailers for that look really good.
Yeah. But it was up like Scorsese's The Irishman was up there and you know everyone loves him. Joker got nominated for Best Picture.
A nomination, yes.
I think for Golden Globes, yes. Oscars, absolutely not.
You got 10 movies. You got to pick 10 movies I would say yes.
So then The Two Popes and The Marriage Story, which I just watched.
Is that the one with Adam Driver and
with Kylo Ren and Black Widow?
Yeah,
which was really, really good.
I did watch something recently, but I don't know what I watched.
And then Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won for Best Comedy or Musical, which...
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Best Comedy or Musical?
So it was up against Rocketman, Jojo Rabbit, Knives Out, and Dolomite Is My Name.
Did you put that in that category?
I guess. I bought it to... Well, The Martian won for Best Comedy or Musical the year that it was out.
Okay, I don't know what.
Yeah, that, it's such a weird category. But I bought Once Upon a Time in Hollywood today, so yeah. I'm watching that tonight after the gym. Sam Mendes won for Best Director, which is great.
What did he direct?
1917.
So. Oh, okay. Well, see, then that's that makes it a little bit more understandable why that movie would have won then.
So, Best Actor category was Adam Driver for Star Wars.
Really?
No, for Marriage Story.
I was gonna say,
but Joaquin.
Kudos
Phoenix,
to him, actually. Damn.
Joaquin Phoenix for Fake Joker. Antonio Banderas.
What's that? That's something new now.
Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory, which I'd never even heard of. Christian Bale for Ford versus Ferrari, and then Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes, and Joaquin Phoenix won.
Fair enough.
So.
I said that when we talked about it.
We talked about this.
That if I was going to nominate these for Johnny's awards,
yeah,
he could win, depending on who he would go up against.
Yeah,
the movie can't win. No. It is way too dark.
It's not even too dark. It's just too
unless
dumb.
He commits suicide or dies from a drug overdose in the next month.
Yeah,
that movie does not win the Academy Award.
I don't.
And
think
I'm not
deserves-
joking. There is no way that The Dark Knight should have got. All the accolades it got.
No.
Because Heath Ledger died.
No. None of those Batman movies were especially good except for Batman Begins.
I mean, they're decent movies, but they're not Academy Award.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Like, for special effects and stuff like that. But
like all the comic books.
You know,
stuff.
Actors could have gotten nominated. Like, Heath Ledger should have been nominated for The Joker.
He shouldn't have won.
But he shouldn't have won.
So
the movie, got too many accolades just because somebody died.
Okay, so... Of the four things on here that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Like, I can't see anyone else playing Adam Driver's character, Charlie, in Marriage Story.
Okay.
I definitely can't see anyone other than Christian Bale playing his character in Ford versus
Ferrari. He looked like the guy.
And Jonathan Pryce, I'm pretty sure you could confuse him for being a real-life Pope, just, you know, if he was walking down the street in a papal outfit. Billy Crudup, like a number of actors, right?
Yeah.
Would have made all the exact same choices as Joaquin Phoenix.
Sure. I don't think Billy Crudup would have.
I don't see, like, to me, like, what he did, like, he was Joaquin Phoenix to me the whole time.
Well,
like, okay. I never got lost in that character.
He just seemed like he used everything that he's learned as an artist for this role because this role was that important to him. Because, like I said, when... He kills his mom. It's Commodus from Spartacus. From
Commodus.
Commodus, yeah. From Gladiator.
I also think, and especially in hindsight, knowing that it's essentially the same story as How I Met Your Mother's Neil Patrick Harris's character. It's like the same story arc. That bothers me too. All right. So Renee Zellweger won for Judy, which, you know, cool.
It looked good. I'll watch it when it comes on HBO or whatever.
Taron Egerton won for Rocket Man.
Okay.
For Best Comedy or Musical. He beat out Daniel Craig for Knives Out.
Okay.
Which, from what I understand, he's fantastic in Knives Out.
Okay.
Roman Griffin Davis for Jojo Rabbit, the little kid who wants to be a Nazi.
Right.
Leonardo DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And then Eddie Murphy for Dolomite Is My Name. Now, the little bit of Dolomite Is My Name that I've watched... Yeah. Eddie Murphy's amazing. So I'm assuming because Taron Egerton actually sang all the Elton John stuff himself.
For sure.
But like Rami Malek won all these awards for playing Freddie Mercury, right?
Did he?
Yeah, and he lip synced.
Okay.
So like okay, he went through and he did that. I did not see Rocket Man, so I can't really talk
about
it.
Yeah, I didn't get to see
much.
That. I wanted to, but I didn't get to.
Brad Pitt did win for Best Supporting Actor for Once Upon a Time.
That one, like Leonardo,
yeah,
was good, but Brad Pitt was over the top good.
Okay,
yeah.
Laura Dern won for Haldo in The Last Jedi.
Yeah, did she? Really? They're like a year and a half, 2 years late, aren't they?
No, she won for The Marriage Story, but she was actually not bad. Like she plays.
Oh,
she's
in it too.
Yeah, like she plays a character you're just not supposed to like. So it was really easy to enjoy her in that role.
The characters that. She plays that are likable characters, you like her. And the characters that she plays that are unlikable characters, she's another one. She is a good actress because if you don't like that character that she's playing it that way, you don't like that character.
Yeah.
I mean, Haldo was not meant to be a likable character.
I don't know what he meant for Holdo to be.
I don't think Holdo was meant to be a likable character. It's like the flip side of Leia.
I felt like Holdo, we were supposed to think she was a mole the whole time.
I don't know.
For the First Order.
Maybe.
Like that, like, you know, it's like, I would not have been surprised if she came out and been like, ha ha, die, bitches.
Yeah, well, that would have made more sense.
All right. So best animated features. I'm going to read to you the...
You want me to pick one?
And you tell me which one won. Okay. Okay. Missing Link.
Okay.
Toy Story 4.
All right.
Frozen Dose.
Okay.
How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World.
Okay.
Lion King.
Lion King?
Lion King.
So the movie that was a live action movie got nominated for an animated movie?
Lion King.
Did Lion King win?
No, Lion King did not win. Okay. Thank goodness.
Okay. So out of those,
so you have
out of those
Link,
five, I've seen three.
Frozen Dose, How to Train Your Dragon, Hidden World.
Okay.
And Toy Story Quattro.
But Lion King's on that list, for
Lion
real.
King is...
You're not BSing.
No, and I'll turn around okay. and I'll show you after you...
Okay, so I've seen three of the five.
Okay. Which if, three did... Oh, you saw Toy Story Frozen and
I've seen
Train
Toy
Your
Story
Dragon.
Frozen and Lion King. I did not see How to Train Your Dragon. I'm going to guess that Toy Story was the winner.
No.
What the hell? Why?
I don't know. Missing Link won. I never saw it. The previews looked kind of cute.
It didn't sell. Like,
it was like,
so,
Zach
so
Levi
I gauge
the
these movies
yeah.
by how they sell at my store because
yeah.
we don't get a lot of movies.
Right.
But we get enough where I'm gauging this. I put that out before Christmas. It still was out today when I put The Joker out
yeah.
because I didn't have any other movies
so
to put out
to
since
it.
Christmas.
yeah.
And I'm like, we didn't sell much of this. Like, I sold more of Downton Abbey, and I put less of Downton Abbey out
yeah.
than that movie.
Okay. Let's talk about Lion King being nominated for Best
what
Animated
the
Feature.
Hell?
All right. So, moving forward, any Avengers Marvel movie, any Star Wars movie, any DC movie, any movie that
can be
has,
nominated as an animated movie?
Absolutely. Any Star Trek movie. If there's an overabundance of CG animation in your movie...
I really need to see how much CG he did and how much live action he did now. I told you it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
It's like literally just a retread of the original
right.
with a couple more songs and a little bit longer of a movie.
Okay. So I'll do.
And Beyonce should not have been playing Nala.
Yeah. All right. So best
they
TV.
They could have literally brought back what's her name? That was in Cutting Edge and. Played Nala in the original.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're talking
like,
about,
they didn't have to bring back everybody. James Earl Jones sounded yeah. old.
Oh, he does sound old. Like, when he does Vader on Rebels, he sounds old.
Well, right.
Like, they should have somebody
well, the
else
the Vader that he did on Rogue One, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he shouldn't have sounded yeah, well. So old.
But it's like, literally, it's like, there's other people who can play that voice.
Yep.
And it's one of those things where you should have cast, excuse me, you should have cast Mufasa was somebody with a strong voice that is now.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to bring back James Earl Jones.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
I would have brought James Earl Jones back to play, like, Rafiki.
Oh, that makes
yeah. Cool. Like, I would have flipped it and done stuff like that.
All right. Best
they
TV.
Had,
oh, sorry.
What's his name that played T'Chaka, played Rafiki.
Oh.
So, I mean.
He could have been Mufasa.
Well, I said just somebody younger, like.
Yeah.
That would have been like more believable.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
He played Scar.
Jeremy Irons
no.
should have been Mufasa.
He wanted to come back and play Scar.
I bet.
And they didn't bring him back.
Yeah, well, he ended up playing a pretty badass Ozymandias. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I think he could have went into a room and recorded this lines for Scar while he was filming Watchmen.
Well, probably on set dressed as Ozymandias.
Yes.
Best drama, TV shows.
Should I pick this too?
Yeah. I'm going to read them to you.
Oh,
and you tell me.
Yay. This is fun.
Big Little Lies, The Crown, Killing Eve, The Morning Show. Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah, I know what it
okay.
is.
Okay. Succession.
I'm going to go with Killing Eve. The Crown? Well, okay. I'm done after two.
Succession. I've raved about this show all
Which
year.
Which one is Succession?
It's the one on HBO
oh, okay.
with Kieran Culkin and
yeah.
the Roy family. I love that I
So that one?
Somehow
So it was deserved?
Yeah. I love
okay.
that show. It's that's
See,
another
that's
one
of the
this.
Ones that I need to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. The Morning Show, is not good enough to be on this list.
Is the morning show on Apple?
It's the Apple TV one. That's why it's on this list. And it stars Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell.
Why is that why it's on the list?
Because Apple's got the money.
Oh, they bought their spot?
I'm sure they did. Anyway.
Don't they all?
I'm sure they do.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, but yeah. Okay, best comedy. Barry, Fleabag, The Comiskey Method.
Fleabag won.
Yeah,
I heard that. Yeah.
Mrs. Maisel and then The Politician, which
I've
never heard of. The Politician.
I need to watch Fleabag too.
Yeah, maybe that's one I need to watch too. That's on my watch list that I haven't watched.
I don't have a watch list. I just go through and
well,
be
no,
like,
on there. On I'm the, like, you don't save things?
I'm not that tired. I can make it through a couple episodes.
So
that's literally what mine is now.
I fell asleep watching Code 8 last night. The Steven and Robbie Amell movie.
Oh yeah, okay.
Which I liked until I fell asleep. I mean, but
I watched that original like little 15-minute thing they did, and I'm like, this looks pretty solid.
So, but yeah, I mean, that, like other than you know, Phoebe Waller-Bridge won for Best Actress.
Sure, yeah,
for Fleabag.
That show is supposed to be like spectacular.
Brian Cox won for Succession, beating out Kit Harington, Rami Malek, Tobias Menzies.
What, he beat Jon Snow?
Billy Porter, yep. Olivia Colman won for The Crown.
Well, of course.
Beating out Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, and Jodie Comer for Killing Eve. So
That's actually in my one of my watch lists because it's on Hulu, and I just haven't watched it yet.
So Patricia Arquette won for The Act. I don't even know what that is.
That's the one where she made her daughter seem sick, and she wasn't really sick. It has that, I forget the girl's name, okay. Joey King.
Oh.
Yeah, where she shaved her head, made her, where she shaved her head for real, but, like, it was for the role. Yeah. And, like, that was a true story. Like, that mom, like, did that and was prosecuted eventually.
Interesting. Michelle Williams won for False and Verdi.
Michelle Williams is, like, one of those, like, assassin actresses because she like can come in and when she does whatever she does you're like damn.
Do you remember when everyone hated her?
This is the girl
for
that was
stealing
on Dawson's
the
Creek.
Dawson from Joey.
Yeah, but it's like that's what it is. Yeah. It's literally you watch her and stuff and you're like that was the girl from Dawson's Creek. It's like man, she tears it up.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's the
congrats to all the winners. Yeah. Lion
and the
King?
Nominees.
I don't know. So, what the hell?
Now, this is the Hollywood Foreign Press. They're the ones who do the Golden Globes.
Right. Yeah.
So the foreign press is non-U.S. based
reporters. So they're smoking a lot of weed.
I don't know what they're doing. They're just not paying attention to a lot of things. So,
I feel like you talk about like the foreign press, and I imagine that they're like meeting up in a building like that, you know, is just like something out of the 40s or
it's
something like Casablanca. It's like Casablanca. Or
no,
something.
They go underground to like Gru's headquarters and they have a bunch
there you
of
go.
Minions
they're even
around.
Better.
So, but
no,
yeah.
It makes me think of, I watched, the Grand Tour is not doing what it was doing. Mm-hmm. It's not doing in studio type stuff with an audience anymore.
Oh,
they're just doing specials on Amazon.
Okay.
So the first special of this season came on and it was Vietnam and Cambodia. Well, they, one of the places they stop off, because they stop off to eat or drink, you know, between their sequences, one of the places they stopped off was where the U.S. press was during Vietnam War. And it's one of those buildings that like Disney steals stuff that makes me go well, I realize where this comes from. So down at Disney Springs there's a restaurant that's based off of the character from Raiders of the Lost Ark named Jock.
Okay.
The pilot from the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark. He has maybe 5 minutes in the movie, but they based an entire restaurant bar off of him. And this place made me think of that. Like, man, they really go around and look at places and go, hey, we need to use that. Because there's photos of the, like, people, the writers and all that. There's photos of different stuff. And it's like, just like, you're like, wow, this is what, like, bars in America do. They steal, like, ideas from these old places, and it's like kind of was cool. It was a cool episode because they did boats and they don't usually do boats, and
oh cool,
that was fun.
I remember
to watch them get lost.
Yeah,
well, a boat's a lot harder to like, you know, figure out where you're going than a car is.
Oh yeah.
And at one point they got lost in the canals and it was like, okay, you know, this is interesting. And they got to buy their boats, so they got to pick their boats. And one of them bought one of the boats from Thunder in Paradise. He's one of the ones that does not, he does not like boats. He does not do boating in that.
Yeah.
So, of course, he bought the biggest, like, you know, ugliest boat ever.
Yeah. That's funny.
So, yeah. It was weird because the boats were all, like, their personalities, like, literally. Mm-hmm. So.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So, Picard comes out this month.
I haven't seen Star Wars again yet. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry to all the mass audience out there that's clamoring for my second opinion. My second opinion is that it wasn't bad.
I imagine your second opinion will be much like your first opinion. Yeah. You're going to like what you liked, and you're not going to like what you didn't like.
I didn't dislike too much in this movie, so. Yeah. I didn't realize that Mark Hamill played the alien at the beginning.
Yeah.
It tells him to just win the war.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
until
and then
later.
I'm like, what? So. Okay.
Well, he's such a talented voice actor, so.
That's just budget cuts. That's what that's called. Hire less actors to do more.
Mark, we know you're not really
Daisy,
doing a whole lot.
Daisy, we need you to play Kylo Ren in this movie, too.
Oh, so speaking of Kylo Ren, there's a thing going around on Twitter right now. The Ben Solo challenge.
Okay.
So remember when he pulls the lightsaber and like shrugs, like when Han shrugged at the
right,
you know,
like someone did that as an art thing right around Christmas and said, "Now I have a lightsaber on a shirt."
so now the thing is to the you know pull the lightsaber out and then be like,
"Oh, is this like a video thing?"
Yeah, it's like a whole like challenge, the Ben Solo challenge. But a lot of people are doing it with like the sweater with a hole in it. Like going like all out, which is pretty funny.
Nice.
But my favorite is the little kids who are doing it
because
they pull it out and one, they all fumble with it.
Sure.
And, like, they switch hands.
Right.
And, but then they like do the super exaggerated like, like shrugs.
Like the cartoon.
Like,
yeah.
But like even a lot of the people, they like they're doing it and like they pull it out and they like they shrug a lot. And he just kind of like just did a little head tilt. You
he's kind of like,
like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Like. Here I am.
Ho, ho, ho. Now I have a lightsaber.
That's exactly what the shirt said, too. That's exactly
right,
what it
that's
was.
Right, that's why I,
right.
So, but yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Now I have a lightsaber.
Now I have a lightsaber. But, you know, we normally do like a looking forward to list.
I haven't had time
the next
to
year.
Really
and I really haven't either. But then I'm thinking about like all these things that I've enjoyed that have like come to an end.
Yeah.
Over the last couple years that just aren't coming back, and it's kind
of
like
the first season of Mandalorian, first season of Watchmen,
yeah, exactly,
stuff like that,
yeah. So, yeah, but like my Sunday nights, like there
like,
hasn't
are,
been anything
is,
new.
Are you gonna put Whitney Houston music playing in the background of this part of the episode? Where it's I will always love you.
No, that only works with a visual behind it.
No,
so.
No, I think it works. I think it works.
Plus, I don't think
what
we
are
can.
What are you talking about?
We can't afford.
What are you
the
talking about? What are you
that,
weeping? What are you weeping about over here?
I don't know if it's like weeping.
Soft-hearted.
I'm so sad. But I'm just trying to think.
Can you even sit up straight
but
with that spine?
No. No, I can't.
Get up off the floor.
That's why I have to do all those back exercises.
That's why you're standing up all the time,
right?
When you hear the clicking, that's his brace.
It's my back brace from my scoliosis.
It's not even a scoliosis. It's just a soft spine.
I'm sorry if you have scoliosis and I've triggered you.
I did as a kid.
So did Angel.
I had like a slight case. I had to do exercises to get it to straighten out.
So Angel had scoliosis too, and I was terrified Haley was going to have scoliosis. So when she was little, I don't know if you ever noticed, I was always like kind of rubbing her back.
No.
So,
no, that's weird.
I'm like, okay,
or
I can
just held her from her foot. Yeah. Straighten her out.
Hold on. Grab her head. Grab her feet.
Exactly.
Twist a little. It's like a Rubik's Cube. You got to solve. You just got to twist.
Exactly. So what are you crying about?
I just drew a complete blank.
See?
About all this other stuff.
Write it down.
Just, I know, right? Well, I just thought of it just now. But But I mean, no. It's like, it's not really
anything.
Are you
sad because Star Wars is over?
I think. Partially, but like
Star Wars
also,
will never be over.
I'm really excited to see where Star Wars is gonna go.
Right.
More than anything.
Yeah. We got Clone Wars coming in February.
Yeah, so we've got Clone Wars coming February
17th. Disney Plus wants to F with everybody, and they're going to put this on Mondays instead of Fridays.
Right.
I already have to wake up early on Monday. I'm like this. When they said, we're going to release it on Mondays, I'm like, I'm off on Mondays. I'll get to watch first. Because it was always the thing on the thread where it's like, who hasn't watched it yet? Me, because I'm at work.
Johnny.
Like, you could hear my vindictiveness in the text. Like, I'm at work.
You sons of bitches.
I will watch it tonight.
So it was you and Tom who were always the late viewers. But, yeah. No, it's just, you know, I feel like 2019 was a really good year. There was a lot of stuff I really liked. Like, we were talking afterwards. Like, I left Succession off my list of
sure.
TVs.
Yeah.
I left Euphoria off. Like, I didn't. I left Barry off. I didn't.
Well,
want
there's
it to
only
be,
so much you can.
We had five.
Yeah, and it's like, that thing where even if you did a top 10, you would leave stuff off.
Absolutely. And I left some of this stuff off because I talked about it so much throughout the year.
Right.
That I tried to put stuff on that like I loved that I just hadn't really talked that much about, other than The Expanse.
Well, right.
Which,
when the problem now
is
because with Disney Plus, they've literally put on stuff where I'm like, ooh, like, oh, True Life of Interest? Okay, gotta watch all that
right
now. It's like, we literally last week into this week watched the five Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Yeah.
Not that I need to go back and revisit all of them all the time, but, you know, it's one of those things where I'm like, she was like, you want to watch the Pirates movies? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
So, yeah, I mean, I watched Sky High a couple times.
Well, I've watched Tron, I've watched Black Hole, I've watched the only one I haven't watched is John Carter, because I've watched John Carter like a lot because it's been on Netflix for a year and that, but like, what else was there? I haven't watched 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea yet.
Well, we just watched that one like 2 years ago,
right? Yeah, I know. Before Disney Plus, when everybody's like, now is like, Black Hole's cool to watch. I said that years ago.
You know what I should do? We should like repost those episodes.
Sure.
People.
Yeah.
Like,
tag Disney Plus in them.
Hey, Disney Plus, remember when we talked about this 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You bastards.
Or just be like, hey, everybody that's talking about how good Black Hole is, go back and listen to this and find out how it really was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
because you're angry.
Red alert!
Oh, wait, no, you're angry. Hold on.
This is a visual that you.
Here, you're angry.
What is that?
It's green.
But anger's red. Because
you're the Hulk.
Oh. But anger's red and inside out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got the light bulbs that change colors with your phone and stuff, and by talking to your stuff, and I'm messing with them while Johnny's talking right now.
It's just weird.
I like it. Like, I sat here like most of the day with just this.
Well,
blind
you got
open
like an incense
candle.
Are you smoking weed when I'm not here? Because you got like these weird lights and an incense candle burning.
No, it's a eucalyptus one. It's for stress relief,
For when you're smoking your weed.
I don't
so you
smoke weed.
The...
I've never partaken. Mm-hmm, so,
yeah, sure.
Not against it, but I've never partaken. So,
it's the first time for everything.
Maybe when it's legal. I don't know.
In Illinois.
Yeah, I saw that. $3.2 million
on the first
taxes
they
day.
Put on it?
Oh, I imagine.
Oh, dude,
like,
it's
Illinois.
Compared to every other state, their taxes are as much as
well,
it costs
to
buy it.
You have to remember, when we went there for Celebration,
we had to
add 10% to everything because they have a 10% sales tax.
Pay for the city. You're just paying for Chicago to keep standing.
Yeah, well.
That's all it is.
Does it need to keep standing?
I don't know. It'll fall in the
Lake Michigan.
No, I'm trying to think of the Metal Wars. That's what it was.
The Metal Wars.
The Metal Wars was Captain Power.
Oh, I'm waiting for Critical Mass to show up.
In Captain Power, they did those video. They because it's VHS. I know some of you people don't know what VHS is. When Captain Power came out, it was a TV series that they used toys. You can watch all that on like Toys That Made Us or something. But they did these videos so you could train with your ship guns and that, like these three individual training videos.
Okay.
And in the training videos, they take you to different cities around the United States that have been renamed because it's the future. But one of them is called the Ski Ka province, and it's Chicago.
Ah.
Because you literally fly up the Sears Tower at one point. You're flying like up at an angle against the Sears Tower, shooting at stuff.
Huh.
And it's like, hey, wait, I've seen that building before. Like as a kid, even I was like, I've seen that building before. And then I realized that New York is New York. Yeah. It's like, cool. Interesting.
Logel is Los Angeles?
I don't know if they even did Los Angeles. They did like, well, because Volcania was Detroit, the main place where the bad guy was.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was still Detroit when Detroit was building cars and that. So in their future, that's where all the robots were being built.
Okay.
Was in Detroit, but it was Volcania because literally it had a building.
Yeah.
The building was a volcano.
Yeah. It's funny to think about, like, how many times Chicago's been destroyed.
That's something that needs to be brought back, like as a movie or a TV series.
Destroying
Captain
Chicago.
Power.
Captain Power, yeah.
Captain Power would be like, that now, is- now it would be really good because, you know, they wouldn't have to base it off toys or anything.
No. No, they wouldn't. Oh, speaking of toys.
They destroyed a lot of Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago. Well,
Chicago gets destroyed in comics and movies all the time.
Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York.
Yeah.
And New York's on the lower end now. It doesn't get it as much as...
Well, it got it because it got it too much.
So big that the only place that they could destroy that was in The Walking Dead because, you know, zombies.
Yep. You saw the news about Hasbro and the company that does the Fortnite action figures and G.I. Joe?
Rumor.
Is that? Oh, it's a
rumor. Okay. Nothing's been confirmed. Jazzwares.
Jazzwares, is that what it is? Yeah,
Jazzwares. Nothing's been confirmed yet. They think that the announcement will be at Toy Fair, which is in February. Hey, you know what? If it gets G.I. Joe figures that look cool... Because
those Fortnite figures,
I personally
really,
have bought Fortnite figures,
and
I'm
you've
like,
never played the game.
I've never played the game. So. I don't know who they are. I just think they look cool. Like there's a dude that was named Raptor or something. It's like a dinosaur looking bipedal.
Raptor.
Bought it.
Was Chucky and Tommy chasing him?
No, not that Raptor. But like there's like unusual looking characters. Like I didn't buy the banana guy just because that's too womp womp type thing, and there was a couple that I didn't buy, but like most of them I'm like, if they're what is planned with Hasbro, like if you
have
know,
you opened any of them?
A couple.
How's the articulation?
They're pretty good.
Okay.
Like they're the ones, like, you know, like McFarlane, like if you don't move them for a long time they will get stiff.
Yeah.
You could tell that, but like, you know, they're fine.
That's how they all are.
One, I think Jazzwares is doing the ones at Target, and McFarlane's doing the ones that GameStop and Walmart carry.
Okay.
It's weird. There's like two.
Oh, wait, for Fortnite.
Yeah. There's two different, like.
Lines.
Yeah. I want to say one is like 10 inch and the other's, or I don't know. Seven and six
inch.
These are
going to be like 7 inch G.I. Joes.
Hey, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I kept saying that they should have just used
Legends.
We've
talked about
Legends,
this for a long time,
Legends Bucks is for G.I. Joe because. Like there, and literally, like people that I know, I would send pictures when I would open certain Legends up and be like, G.I. Joe. I'm like, this could be a G.I. Joe character. And like, you just get that reaction of, holy crap. And then you see people starting to do that now because G.I. Joe's on a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Masters of the Universe is on a comeback. G.I. Joe's on a comeback.
Well,
Masters of the Universe is like a slow burn comeback.
Did you get that comic?
I got the first issue. I haven't read it.
It's okay.
Yeah. Most of the G.I. Joe comics are okay.
No, I meant the He-Man.
The multiverse?
He-Man and the multiverse?
No, I haven't read
it
yet. Yeah.
The G.I. Joe one's been pretty
good. Most of the He-Man stuff is okay, too. I mean, it's just okay. It's not, like, knocking it out of the park or anything.
Spoiler, when he killed Duke in the first issue.
Of G.I. Joe?
Of G.I. Joe was really cool.
Okay.
So, like, because it's different. It's a Cobra 1. G.I. Joe is the, like, hidden group.
It's kind of like that alternate universe story where Cobra won, but, like, they weren't... They're in the book, they don't sound like they're, you know, comedic like they were meant to be. Like,
they're not comedic in this comic at all.
Nah.
I mean, the IDW G.I. Joe comics...
G.I. Joe had to do that with cartoons, even when it got dark. Like, that two-part where they get knocked into the parallel world is probably the darkest... that the show got, I think.
The darkest timeline.
Well, because like they showed skeletons, like, and said that it was G.I. Joes who died in that alternate universe, and you know, they made it where like some people had disappeared and some people were deceased, and they were like listing off characters that were dead, and it's like, okay, wow.
Yeah.
But Cobra Commander always was meant to just be a comedic character. And that, yeah. So doing right, Cobra right. Commander like gone Hitler wasn't gonna work in that episode.
So that's why in that one comic where it was Cobra Commander had died and they were all trying to do the competition to see who would be the next Cobra Commander was really a cool idea.
I just don't have time to read all those.
Yeah. I read
a couple of comic books yesterday.
My consumption's gone way down.
Like, wow.
What I did like, speaking of comics, since like that's kind of how the show got started, was the Frank Miller, John Romita Jr. Superman.
Yeah, you said you liked that.
Like, I really liked all three of them. It ended kind of as a little tip of the hat to John Byrne with whole Batman Superman thing. Right. Wonder Woman shows up.
Sure. Why wouldn't Wonder Woman and Batman
it's not until the very, very end, and it's kind of cool how it happens. But like in the book, he tried to become a Navy SEAL.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And They're storming the ship where there's these pirates and the guy has a grenade and like the gunny's telling him to kill the guy, shoot him. And he just walks up to him and like takes the grenade and like lets it explode
in his hand.
Oh, well, just kind of up against him.
Sure.
And nobody dies. And they're like, you're done, dude. Yeah. Like, you can't listen.
You're an illegal alien.
Well, he was like, it must have been a dud. Yeah. It was that sort of thing.
He disobeyed orders.
But the guy, like, the gunnery sergeant knew, like, there was something different about him.
That gunnery sergeant's name, Perry White.
Yes. Well, so he does end up getting a job at the Daily Planet.
Sure.
But the way the guy is... Way Perry White.
But this was like, was this a black label?
Yes, the black label. It's the bigger books.
I'll just
borrow them if you want.
Yeah.
But it was decent. Like I like Superman origin stories.
Sure.
I like seeing different origins of the character. It was fun watching him go from being the kid to being the wayward young adult to then having a purpose and figuring out like, hey, I have to be here.
Right.
I need this job. I need to have this identity.
Sure.
You know. There's a really funny thing where Lois is looking at a picture of Superman and looking back at Clark, looking at Superman. And she's like, he's got a jawline chiseled like a Greek god, kind of like Kent. You know, like that sort of thing. It was like, you know,
it's that really thing where you're like, he looks like him.
It couldn't be.
He couldn't be him. So, I read DC's doing Tales of the Dark Multiverse. So I picked up the Infinite Crisis one just because that was like one of my favorite miniseries. And it was really interesting the way they went with it. So it ends darkly because that's what it's the dark multiverse. But like they base it more around the what if Blue Beetle would have lived, knowing what he knew.
Yeah.
And it got really like interesting and gory at times. And yeah. That made me want to go back and read that story now because I'm like, man, I forgot a lot of this happened in that story.
Wait, Infinite Crisis.
The
second one.
Yeah. The one that Geoff Johns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to have to grab that.
Yeah. It was good. I mean, it takes a dark turn, obviously, for a reason. But being at the Blue Beetle, one of the goofy characters, was like, you know, the main storyline, the catalyst of everything that happens in that universe is like, that's pretty interesting.
Does what Wonder Woman does, that probably doesn't still happen.
It doesn't happen because instead of what she did, Blue Beetle does it.
Eh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really, that's literally like, you know, one of those things where you figure out that Blue Beetle kills Max Lord.
Yeah, cool. All right.
It's kind of the reverse version of what happened in that book.
Yeah. All right, cool. Anything else?
Nothing that I can think of.
All right, we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
With something.
Maybe.
It's touch and go.
This podcast is now the Wild, Wild West.
Anyway, if you have something you want us to talk about, let us know. Thank you for listening. Tip your waiter. Enjoy the video.
Maybe I'll watch The Crown or Killing Eve or something by next week.
Did you ever watch Killing Eve?
No, I haven't watched any of it. It looks interesting.
All right, how far are you into Discovery?
Probably, let's see, there's four episodes per disc. I think I'm like the sixth in, maybe.
How many episodes are there, 12?
10 or 12. I haven't reached the, I don't know that I've reached a big part yet.
All right.
They kind of hinted that Lorca's from the Mirror Universe at this point. Like, this is the episode I've watched.
Okay.
You know, because I'm assuming that the Lorca died. That was the main universe's Lorca. And okay. He took his place.
Is that Jason?
That's Jason. Yeah. Isaacs. Yeah, okay. That's. The Malfoy.
The Malfoy.
Lucius
Malfoy.
It's weird hearing him with
an American accent. I bet
he kind of tries to do the cowboy type thing. And
well,
it's like
for the British actors, it's easier to do that.
Yeah,
because it's really like that Southern twang is not really that far off.
Why didn't you just write him with his accent? So. It's like you could have just done him with it. There's British captains. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jean-Luc Picard, for all intents and purposes, has a British accent.
Yeah, even though he's French.
Well.
Which, you know, it always surprised me. Like, I always forgot that he was French.
Just figure he went to an English boarding school.
Well, I always forgot that he was French because he never retreated.
Oh, wow.
Ba-da-bum.
Wow.
On that note, we'll see you guys next week.
Or he wasn't baking something and claimed it was French even though it was Belgium.
Or Greek. On that note,
boom, we're out of here.
The InFest podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.